AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The Pentagon announcing a tactical move. More military might on the way to the Middle East.
The Pentagon moving a guided missile submarine, the USS Georgia, to the Middle East. The location of that sub, armed with cruise missiles, normally top secret. And by also speeding up the redeployment of an additional aircraft carrier to the region, the US upping its message of deterrence, telling Iran and its proxies to back down.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. A big accusation in the race for the White House. Former President Trump attacking his rival, Democrat Kamala Harris. She rallied last night in her hometown of San Francisco, California, and touted no taxes on tips for service workers. Trump says Harris stole one of his campaign promises. The city of Uvalde, Texas has released a batch of files from the 2022 Robb Elementary School massacre, including police text messages and videos from that deadly day, most of it confirming that the police response was full of confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay. 19 students and two teachers killed. This is ABC News. Investigators in Brazil still trying to figure out why a plane crashed there last week, killing dozens of people. ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
Over the weekend, the families of the 62 people who died in that plane crash in Sao Paulo gathering together just hours after investigators recovered the black boxes. The big question now, how did it happen? The plane itself was not that old. It flew about 14 years. Some experts wonder if ice could have built up on the wings. Brazilian officials had been warning of severe icing in the area.
Among those killed, a 3-year-old child and 8 doctors. Jury selection later today in the murder trial of a former Las Vegas area politician accused of killing a reporter. Robert Tellis has been the subject of several articles written by Jeff Gehrman. Firefighters in Greece trying to get a wildfire under control, burning on the northern edge of Athens. A children's hospital and a military hospital have both been evacuated. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Help is on the way for Rock County homeowners affected by storm damage. The Rock County Board approved $1 million in emergency relief on Thursday. The money comes from the American Relief Act, which was part of the COVID pandemic response. Northeast Wisconsin Democrats are urging a no vote on Tuesday's constitutional amendment ballot questions. Lisa Hale reports.
8th Congressional District candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley said the amendments would take federal fund distribution away from the governor's office and put it in the hands of the legislature.
This Republican-led legislature is the least effective, the least responsive legislature in decades. And they want the reins in the case of an emergency?
Lierley pointed to the legislature's delay in distributing PFAS cleanup funds as an example.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pack is back in practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Browns 23-10 over the weekend. At halftime, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley challenged his players they needed to make a turnover in the second half. Rookie safety Evan Williams, out of Oregon, did just that, coming up with a forced fumble early in the third quarter.
Yeah, it felt great. Really just play fast, use our instincts, and just fly around. I mean, that's what I had the most fun with today. I felt like fly around, and, you know, and coach always preaches that just the jobs aren't that difficult. Run to the ball and just do your job. We're going to be successful.
Baseball. The Brewers open an important series tonight against the Dodgers. LA in first place in the NL West. The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds Sunday. But D.L. Hall was back on the mound. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher.
Now, if the Brewers just go 500 for the rest of the schedule, they would finish with 90 wins this season. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine by this afternoon, highs near 79. Clear skies tonight, 55. Sunshine and a high of 82 for Tuesday. Clear at 58 Tuesday night, mostly sunny, 82 again on Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms and highs near 78.
Right now, it's 55.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Sachin Chetta about the state of education in Wisconsin and what giving the legislature even more power could do. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on air.
I still maintain that I am not a crook, but today is not about me. Today is about these fine broadcasters. 200 episodes, my goodness, congratulations on this milestone, gentlemen.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Yeah, it's our 200th show.
Yeah, 200 episodes
the slubs,
today.
The slubs are out. They're congratulating us. It's fantastic to hear from a few of them.
You're number three.
We are. We're number three in the state.
Yeah. According to the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
Third best morning show in the state.
They're still trying to retabulate the results and figure out where they went wrong.
They're not sure.
Was still the appeal registered in time?
Yeah. Right. That's right. Very good, Terry Bell.
Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah. And that's one of the stories from the weekend, the closing ceremonies from the Olympics, and then that controversy with the one...
with the gymnast.
The gymnast.
Yeah.
Who first, she got the bronze, and then they took it away, and now they're giving it back, right?
Well, they're talking about the U.S. is appealing. So happens is if you want to challenge a score you've been given, you have 60 seconds after the score is registered.
That's it.
To file that, what's the word I'm looking for? Appeal.
The appeal, right.
So there was some question whether the American coach
did that.
Registered that appeal in time. The USA now says it has new evidence that that appeal was filed in plenty of time.
Like 47
seconds. 47
seconds,
which when you're talking about the margins that narrow, that's actually doing pretty well.
Yeah, right.
Weird.
Anyway. Yeah. Terry Bell is here, our news director, with the story of the day as far as what we need to know.
Yeah.
Just talking about the wrap-up of the Olympics.
It was a good one for the USA. They tied with China for the most gold medals at 40.
Right.
So that was a pretty good achievement. We had some Olympians either from Wisconsin or have Wisconsin ties, have either went to UW-Madison or trained in Wisconsin. Probably the two most successful, you could argue, Tyrese Halliburton with the men's basketball team. They won gold. Rose Lavelle, who played soccer for the Badgers, she was on the gold medal winning women's soccer team. Kenny Bednarik from Rice Lake, the track star, he got two silver medals. Phoebe Bacon, a 200 meter backstroke swimming, didn't medal. She got in fourth place. And Lauren Carlini and Dana Retke, who used to play women's indoor volleyball for the Badgers, were on the silver medal winning team.
Wow.
So, yeah, a lot of success.
Really? Wow.
What's the basketball deal? The Dream Team was in the Olympics. That was a controversy years ago, right? There were professional basketball players.
Well, they used to not allow professional players in any of the Olympic Games, but they let that go a number of years ago.
Yeah, they opened that up back in the 90s, and the argument was that, you know, in some countries, the best professional or the best athletes were amateurs, and in other countries, the best athletes were professionals, and so they allowed. So, yeah, that was called the Dream Team back then, and there was no doubt that the USA was going to win.
Right.
But it was just, we'd never seen this kind of assemblage of talent before. That was the exciting thing, and how much were they going to win by was the drama back then. But and USA obviously still is a force in men's basketball, but other countries are catching up.
Right. Yeah. They had LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry on the team, and I think they beat France for the gold. Right.
I believe so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're still kicking butt.
And it was fairly close through most of the game.
Yeah. There's probably not another team right now that could beat USA for the gold, although they're getting better, but there are individual players now in fact they play in the NBA, but they may be from other countries. They go back home during the Olympics to represent their home countries.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So good job by the Wisconsin Olympic athletes. Bringing home
very
some medal.
Yeah, very good show. Yeah.
Good deal. Well, Terry, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you.
We know you got a busy news day ahead of us, and we appreciate your
Election
time.
Election day's tomorrow.
Oh yeah, right. By the way, yes. Yes, the ballots are printed and ready to go. Okay.
We'll have to have Terry come back tomorrow to talk about the election items. There's a couple
amendments.
Amendments, thank you.
Yeah. Constitutional amendments, yes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think it's time for the big story. Is it not, Sam? It is.
It's the big story.
Ooh, that's right. Man, that's big. That is big. All right. Well, this is
You want to hear that again?
Yeah, I got to hear it again.
Hear it again. Listen.
It's the big story.
Oh, okay. That's good. All right. Whose voice is that? Do we have him
the voice
on the
of God.
Staff?
It's the voice of God.
All right.
We don't know who that is.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. All right. Big scoop by ProPublica. They came across 14 hours of never-before-seen Project 2025 videos used to train future conservative political appointees.
What?
Boy.
And I have audio.
I got audio.
You know, one of the things I noticed, and I watch... Maybe that's why I'm sick today.
Yes.
I watch way too much of this stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm watching the longer versions. They have those online, too, and you have to go through them. But what I noticed was that it's just a replication of the way government is today, only it's from their point of view. You know, they're not changing anything. They're not changing the number of people. They're not streamlining anything. They're just doing the government in their style.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy government, too. This first cut, which I just love because the person in it, this is a training video, you know. She says, climate change is everywhere. Let's listen to cut 65.
What do you think about all of about the left's words and definitions in the environment?
It's a great point, Katie. They don't stop. Climate change, allegedly, is everywhere. And if the American people elect a conservative president, his administration will have to eradicate climate change references from absolutely everywhere. And according to our intelligence community, the number one threat facing our country today is, drumroll, climate change.
Yes.
Not Russia, not China, not AI.
Let's get rid of that.
Climate change. This shows how the federal government is all in on this issue. And climate change activists wield a lot of power. This is an issue to pay attention to as it has infiltrated every part of the federal government. Now, when I think of climate change, I immediately think of population control, don't you?
I think about
the people who don't want you to have children because of the impact on the environment.
No.
Perhaps not everyone will make that connection, but after spending time in the international space trying to protect life, I can tell you that this is part of their ultimate goal, to control people.
Okay. So we're going to control population. Wait a minute. We have low birth rates. We're not producing enough kids in this country.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So population, no, it's not the first thing that I think of, but these people live in a different world, right?
Yeah.
Now, you heard eradicate. It's a very strong, scary word, actually.
To eradicate the topic from the agenda.
And, but also to eradicate equity. Let's listen to Cut 66.
I think you can expect that equity and all of the equity executive orders under Biden will be repealed early in the next administration. This is going to require a very detailed plan to execute the eradication of the dictates in the equity orders.
God.
For instance, there's a gender advisor position created by one of these executive orders. That position has to be eradicated, as well as all the task forces, the removal of all the equity plans from all the websites, and a complete rework of the language in internal and external policy documents and grant applications.
So remind us again who this is talking and from where.
This is Project 2025 videos for training future conservatives and appointees in the next administration. And you got to also just kind of imagine that all the time that these individuals are going to spend eradicating all these terms and all these references, are they going to govern at all? You know,
that's their governing.
I mean, seriously, this is time-consuming stuff. Now, they are anticipating being confronted by the opposition.
Yes.
So let's play a little track from that.
Now, in terms of a tip, survival tip, do not let career bureaucrats hinder you from advancing the president's agenda. Keep in mind, you're coming into a place, Washington, D.C., that does not share your conservative values. They're even hostile to it because you're here to do something that's not in their interest. They're not going to be your friend.
That's
they're not
going
to help you succeed. What are you doing? You're here to cut government. You're here to cut spending. You're here to cut regulations. You're here to stop the waste, fraud, and abuse that's going on. But a lot of careers have been made from that. A lot of money has been made from that. Fiefdoms have been built around it. So you're going to get a lot of opposition here. It's an entire industry of opposition from lobbyists, professional associations,
humans,
contractor groups, and disappointingly, faith-based organizations.
Oh, yeah. They see, they're taking a shot at faith-based organizations. Good luck with that one. I hope that gets out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy thinking.
It
they can't. No one is going to like their agenda, so we're just going to plow ahead.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Without them knowing about it.
Stick to the script.
In fact, they're going to make sure that everything they do will only be in conservative media outlets. Let's check that cut.
Right.
The American people who vote for a conservative presidential administration, they're not reading the New York Times. They're not reading the Washington Post. Actually, to the contrary, if those outlets publish something, they're going to assume it's false. So the only way to reach them with any voice of credibility is through working with conservative media outlets.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Well, that makes sense.
God.
That's the best way to talk to the people who are conservative. You use the conservative media, of course.
How are we going to know what's going on?
Well, you're not supposed to.
We don't listen to them.
You're not supposed to.
And that it's just filled with lies.
Yeah.
You're the one we're eradicating, John.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll be eradicated at that point.
So sorry.
19 minutes past the hour. Coming up right around the corner, we've got Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, talking about the weather for this week.
We've got more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we've got a whole lot more. Also, Noah's Ark tickets coming up right around the corner, right here on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Congratulations to the two voices on this earth, more divine than my own. Thank you, John and Gordy. Here's to another 200.
It's 200 days.
Who was that?
About $200.
Who was that show?
There's another $200, John.
That sounded just like what's his name?
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that's what it's.
Morgan Freeman is recognizing your 200 shows.
He listens every day. Did you miss it?
Did you miss it?
I did miss it. I was getting coffee.
Can you play it for Catherine?
Play it again.
Morgan Freeman.
Play it again, Sam. Hello. 200th episode. We figured that one out. Okay, go ahead.
Congratulations to the two voices on this earth, more divine than my own. Thank you, John and Gordy. Yeah. Here's to another 200.
Unbelievable. Thanks, that's intense.
Hey, let's open up the lines here and see who wants to win a pair of tickets to Noah's Ark Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. You can text us the words Noah's Ark, okay? Try to remember that. Noah's Ark, 608-879-8255. You can use your Civic Media app text and text in the words Noah's Ark. 608-879-8255. We'll leave the lines open till the end of the show. All right? You'll win a pair of tickets from WMDX and Gordy.
Noah's Ark is the most famous, best water park in the country. Did you
also
know that?
Also, the biggest water park.
Oh, biggest. That's what I meant.
Brittany, Catherine didn't know that. So just a little inside information.
She's new to Wisconsin.
I am not. So, I lived here 22 years ago.
But you never went to the Dells when you lived here before? Seriously?
I don't, what a snob. Maybe once or twice. What an East Side snob.
Really? Unbelievable. And Brittany Merlot joins us this morning. Good morning, Brittany. You weren't, how was your weekend? You went camping, right?
Oh, it was
right? Fantastic.
My apologies
yes,
to the East Side, though.
Yeah. Right, we still love you.
Yeah.
No, I went up north. It was great. I got to go kayaking on some whitewater rapids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this, let me tell you, it was a blast. But the black flies up there.
Oh, there you go.
They hurt.
They hurt, right?
Where up north? Where precisely where you are?
I went kind of, I don't even know, I guess it'd be like the Porcupine Mountains, Ironwood area.
Sure. Oh, Ironwood. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I shot over to Ashland.
Sure.
I also went over to the Brule River is the one that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Absolutely okay. Fantastic. Wow. The families go out there and they canoe on this, but you also can kayak and do a little bit more of the rapids if you like that.
And
but
you solo.
Beautiful.
There's no two-person kayak, is there?
They make them, but you don't want to do that on a rapid
on
river.
On a rapid, right?
It's too much going on.
Too much coordination necessary.
So you say the black flies were the problem, not the mosquitoes, but the flies.
Well,
the mosquitoes, it was like cooler out there, plus the wind, so they weren't really bothering me, but the black flies can make it through, and they just hurt.
They
you
bite.
Feel the bite. Ugh. It's a big pinch, yeah.
Yeah, if you go up there, you'll find the remains of other people bitten by the black
probably.
Flies.
That's great.
thanks for painting that picture. So, tell us about the weather for today, Brittany.
Back to summer. Low 80s, beautiful sunshine.
Yeah.
No mosquitoes, hopefully.
Oh, good. Good, good. And looking pretty good for the next couple of days, but some changes by the weekend, apparently. Some more rain headed our way, right?
Yeah, by Thursday and into the weekend, like you said, pretty decent rain, too. They actually have us in a marginal risk for some significant rainfall. That would be about 2 to 4 inches of rainfall.
Wow.
So
yeah,
pretty heavy hitter.
Yeah.
I know. We can never get a break.
And the farmers don't need it, right? We're done. Thanks for the rain. We just need some sun from now till November, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Boy, the corn crops look fantastic. I drove through the country this weekend.
Oh,
man,
corn
looks
beautiful. Massive. The Sun Prairie Corn Fest is coming up.
It starts
Wednesday, goes through
this
Saturday.
Wednesday?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Day after tomorrow.
I'm going to see if they got another T-shirt. I got rid of a T-shirt that I shouldn't have. It's a collector's item now.
Yeah.
But I'll have to go out there and watch the buttering of the...
Somehow this is imprinted in your memory in a very odd way that we don't really want to explore here on The Family Show. It's called The Family Show.
For a reason.
Let your kids listen to it sometimes.
You know, Brittany doesn't listen to our show every day. She has no idea why we're giggling over Corn Fest.
You should come to the Sun Prairie Corn Festival. Brittany, I know you're busy up there up north, but you know it happens Wednesday through Saturday. So if you happen to be around,
they hang butter from trees. Brittany,
salt
shakers.
Salt shakers are hanging from trees.
Salt shakers and pepper.
But
the
buttering of the corn is a special delight.
But the women,
buttering the sticks.
Buttering the cobs.
Don't start demonstrating. There's cameras looking. Catherine, don't let anybody see you.
It's an imprint on my mind that I can't get rid of.
Don't do that.
There's no cameras, it's radio.
Nobody's
watching.
So this is like a corn fest, and they've got these salt and pepper shakers hanging from the trees so that you can use them to eat the corn?
Okay. Yeah. Actually, thousands of people show up, and it's really fun, and they have great fresh corn, and it's a great thing for families, you know, with kids.
They give you about three or four ears of corn.
They give you a big bushel basket
of
corn.
Is there a starting gun for going for the salt?
No,
going
it's just
for the pepper?
It's a first line.
To get the pepper gets to use it.
You go through this maze and you collect the corn and then you go to the butter table and then keep going.
The butter's a table.
You watch them put the butter on.
You'll see John there taking video and pictures, and then you go to the salt shakers and then you find a picnic table or a nice shady spot. And you eat the corn and then you go home.
Nice shady spot.
You guys have described this in a fashion where I'm definitely going to go. This is great.
All right. Excellent. Well, Brittany, thank you for joining us, I think, this morning. And we hope to talk to you again tomorrow morning. May good weather be your friend. Okay.
Thanks, Brittany. She's got work to do. She's very busy.
She's got work to do.
Jot that down. That's such an amazing thing to say. All right. Let's get back to Project 2025.
A scoop
from ProPublica. I want to get this out of there. Look, I spent so much time on this.
Okay, fine. Okay.
I feel sick today.
I know.
Give him a break.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, now they're talking about, in this particular audio, taking the country back. Let's listen to it. Cut 70.
In short, the country is at stake. The winds of cultural change have been going in the progressive liberal side for decades.
There's a reason for that?
The only way to stop it is getting back the reins of power at the federal government.
It's progress?
The liberal behemoth has used the federal government to pursue its aims with a vengeance, and that's where the main fight is.
Really?
And we need folks of great, solid conservative principles, of integrity, to step up and serve to take the country back.
Take the country back.
Okay. Well, but let's try and understand why they're saying that. What is it about the cultural progression that they don't like? They don't like equity. They don't want to keep trying to balance the scale. Yeah. Sorry, we've done enough. Affirmative action is over. Mm. You're on your own now. They don't like homosexuality, right? They don't want to perpetuate. They don't like unchecked birth rates.
Like Kevin Sorbo said, you know, Harris should say the N-word so then we can make our own decision about what color she is.
Oh, my God.
They do not see color, remember that?
Oh, that's right.
They don't see color.
They're colorblind.
He's going by character, but he does want her to use the N-word.
They don't want female reproductive rights. You know, they don't want any of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I suppose we've run out of time. I had more, happy stuff from Project 2025, but
we're talking about
it, right?
Corn. Sorry, you're busy.
The corn was good.
Sorry.
Corn is good.
It is 7:29, and high today about 80 degrees. We'll be back with much more of the John and Gordy Show coming up right around the corner. Media World, talking about electric cars.
As we were saying. It's the John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A federal agency trying to get a little bit more friendly for farmers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and fiber news for a Monday. That's right, changes coming to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency offices. Details coming up.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next AgriMindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Beginning in late September, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency offices will be implementing some changes to make their loan program a little bit more attractive and easier to work with for farmers of all types. Gene Schrieffer is executive director of the Wisconsin Farm Service Agency offices and explains the rationale.
This has been a passion project of listening to farmers. And I've heard it from farmers as I've traveled around, you know, how difficult it can be working with FSA and how soon people like to get out of FSA and go to commercial credit because of our very tight and stringent requirements. Again, it's this idea of focusing more on the borrower, making it more friendly, more usable, and looking at what it will take to have them succeed. So listening and then enacting changes based on those conversations.
Gene Schrieffer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Farm Service Agency offices. Now, the changes to the farm loan program will not become effective until September 25th. What they're working on right now is adjusting collateral requirements to acquire an FSA loan. They also shrunk the application from 29 pages down to 13, and they're doing more of this work online.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
And we're less than 24 hours away from the state's largest outdoor agriculture event, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Chippewa County hosting it at a neutral site, Country Fest Grounds in Cadott. Show hours are 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. daily. And remember, the cost of admission at the gate, $15 per person. That's a look at food news. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine by this afternoon, highs near 79. Clear skies tonight, 55. Sunshine and a high of 82 for Tuesday. Clear at 58 Tuesday night, mostly sunny, 82 again on Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms and highs near 78.
It's 57 at our studios.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burrow. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Burrow.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pete Schwaba.
I'm on vacation this week, so for tonight's episode, we will bring you some of my favorite moments from previous Nightlight episodes. I'll be back and ready to light it up again on August 19th.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
This is Barack Obama. I would like to thank these two patriots for their service. Congratulations, John and Gordy, on your 200th episode.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Teeth R Us, the world's largest tooth care center. Remember, when you have a bad tooth pulled at Teeth R Us, we'll remove two healthy teeth absolutely free. And don't forget to bring the kids along to swim in our heated Olympic-sized 40-foot spit sink.
Got to recycle in the water a little bit. Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah. You know, the rock and roll dentist Chris Kammer works there part-time.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
And he's recommends it highly. He is. He's amazing.
Took care of you.
7:35, sunshine today. It's bright and beautiful, and temperatures climbing up to a high near 80 degrees. Want to mention to you that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
The polls are closing, by the way, for Wisconsin's fall primary at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, August 13th. The primary is August 13th. As soon as they close, tune into your favorite civic media station for primary coverage, and you won't hear this anywhere else. Live coverage. Hello, live local radio. That's what we do.
Tomorrow.
Our news team, anchored by Terry Bell, our news director, will take you around the state for coverage of the results of the constitutional ballot questions, which we have to talk about a little bit before Tuesday, or maybe tomorrow we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Contested congressional races, updates on the U.S. Senate race, and a whole bunch more. Of course, Tammy Baldwin is running again for Senate against, you know, Mr. Hovde. Be a voter this primary season tomorrow. Holy smokes, it's already the 13th of August.
Yeah. I did have some news about Eric Hovde, stand-up comedian, but we won't get to it right now because we're going to get into media world.
All right.
Yes.
Electric cars and hybrid might glide through the city like beams of light. Smart homes talk in coded tones. Our future's here within our phones.
Wow, that's good.
Pretty hot, huh?
Did you do that? Did you make that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, John Peterson.
I put that together myself.
You pretty nice.
You did well in shop class. Today, assembling things.
Sam loves it.
A lot of glue. I love the glue.
Not much ventilation.
Hot glue
apparently.
And duct tape. Yeah. Picked the wrong day to quit sniffing glue.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you hear the EVs in San Francisco are making a problem? They're actually not just EVs. They are automatic driven cars.
That's right.
What's the problem?
AV?
The Waymos.
The Waymos. Yes. They're addressing the problem. They are. It's just hilarious. There's videos. Please Google this and find your YouTube video of choice. People in high rises in downtown San Francisco are posting videos outside their windows of collection, like 20, 30 driverless cars parking at night. Maybe they've been out doing, I guess they're taxi drivers, right?
Right. Sure.
Taxi cars. Mm-hmm. And they're coming back to base around 4 a.m. and they honk at each other to remind you, hey, I'm here, dude. You can't back up anymore.
They're that's got to be fun to watch.
Constant honking at 4 a.m. It's like, dude, no, I'm over here. Toot, all over and
they
over
have voices
again.
Voices too?
No, they don't have the voices. Yeah,
that would have been cool, but okay.
Oh my
wow.
Gosh. Yes.
So that's crazy.
That's coming your way.
I think this is sponsored by the city.
Yeah,
they're actually getting into the taxi business.
Well, it is Silicon Valley.
It is.
Yeah. And
crazy. Excuse me.
You okay? They would you like a throat lozenge?
No.
He's not feeling his
You know what
best.
He has? What? He's a pocket full
I know.
Of
right there.
Throat lozenges.
He's a grandfather.
I don't use them anymore, but I hand them out.
He has to have candy in his pocket.
These are the THC.
Yeah.
No.
They're special lozenges.
You don't need that.
I want to see double.
Okay.
It says here, over half of Waymo riders surveyed said they'd use the service for medical appointments, plus 36% use it to connect to other forms of transit like BART or Muni. It's not just a taxi service. It's becoming an integral part of the city's transportation ecosystem. It uses 100% renewable energy from the city's Clean Power San Francisco program. Mm-hmm. They've also got wheels on the ground in sunny streets of Los Angeles and Phoenix, Austin, Texas.
There's a lot more places.
It's spreading out now.
Yeah. And they're called Waymo.
Waymos.
But they've got a honking problem. And driverless, are we really?
That's
got
to be fun.
They are causing problems. They are I saw a video this morning. I did look up. They're wandering into, because they don't necessarily have an update to where there's construction going on. I saw a car rolling right into soft cement that hadn't set yet. They roll into emergencies. They don't have emergency. This is not funny, this part.
I think it's hilarious.
They're rolling into scenes like shootouts, you know, somebody's shooting somebody and they're just rolling right in with people in the back of the car. Sorry, don't go through here, the police, but they don't know how to address the car.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a problem.
There are little problems.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah.
For a tourist experience to see the real San Francisco.
Yes, hop in. Yeah. Hop in. No drivers. Would you get into a driverless car?
No.
What, no, period, right?
No way.
Not yet.
Why is it called Waymo? What does that stand for?
Waymo accidents.
Waymo accidents? That's good.
Yeah, I like that.
Does that actually stand for something?
Have any of you ridden in a Tesla with autopilot?
Yes.
Not yet.
Yes, I've driven it.
Have you really?
Oh, really?
I was looking at a car back in 2018, they've been around for a while. They are cool cars to drive. The pickup is ridiculous. But just like my little Kia has, you know, the ability to stay within the lines, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right, and I don't trust it. I don't trust it. 100% not.
I wish I had that on my car.
I don't think I've driven a car newer than 10 years old. So
same here.
I haven't.
It doesn't work. It beeps itself back into. It just doesn't work for me. I have a Kia hybrid. Yeah.
This is kind of a big positive for Waymo. It's about 30% of rides in San Francisco are to local businesses.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's a big plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's because
boosts the local economy.
It really has worked to do that, as opposed to the cabs driving them there. Are they cheaper? Driverless is cheaper.
I don't know the price.
You are the guy who's bringing the price? Story.
Oh my God!
I don't think it would be cheaper.
Driverless, you're not paying for a driver anymore. That's the whole point, isn't it?
But you're paying higher prices for the technology.
Neither of you know. I'm going to Google it.
You're paying the city.
Yeah, yes, you're paying the city.
Right.
Right.
I'm writing it
Can
down.
I get to something?
Yeah, please.
For those people who don't want to get into a Waymo, how about the Dodge? Huh? The first electric muscle car has been built. It won't be cheap, but it'll be clean.
Okay.
And will it disturb the neighborhood? Who knows? Will they have glass packs on them?
They'll have artificial glass packs.
Yes, that's right. Electronic.
What's a glass pack?
You can change the sound.
They're like a muffler that
makes a lot of noise.
Makes a lot of noise.
The people I hate. When I live downtown Madison now, I hate it. Those are the loud cars. So the muscle car that's electric should be quiet.
We hear them going by on the Beltline all the time past our house.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But the 2024 Daytona two-door models will start at just $60,000.
That's it?
Yeah. You said you wanted a muscle car.
Sure, of course. Yeah.
But get this. It seems a little fast to me, okay? 0 to 60 in 3.3 seconds.
Holy moly.
Seems a little on the fast side.
This is a Dodge?
Breakneck. Yeah. Yes.
And what's
a Dodge Daytona?
Oh, Daytona! Wow, yeah.
And they're cute. They're cool looking cars.
Oh, they are very cool. Yeah, that would not fit in my little garage.
But they're called muscle cars because of the speed or because of the loudness.
No, because they came from California and predominantly surfing time. You know, muscle.
The car craze in the '60s.
You're making stuff up.
No.
You're totally making.
No,
car has to do with surfing.
They got a lot of guts in the motor.
Yeah,
they got muscular engines.
Muscle,
you know,
muscular engines, and the Beach Boys would always have a muscle car on the front of their album covers.
Okay, surfboards. I gotta ask this: muscle car in the past used to be about maybe it's a V8 instead of four cylinders, right?
Right.
So that makes it muscle. It's an electric car. It's an electric car. It's an electric car. Electric cars don't have varying degrees of muscle.
How do you know?
Well, I'm asking.
If you go 3.3 seconds from 0 to 60, I would call that a muscle car.
The Tesla I drove could have done that. The Tesla. A sedan.
This is something new.
But it doesn't
look
like a Daytona, though.
You're trying to sell me a muscle car, and I'm not buying.
Well, it's $60,000. I can understand why.
Oh, boy. Yeah. $60,000 for like even an electric muscle car doesn't seem that bad. It seems expensive, but like compare that to a brand new truck or something.
Right.
It's not. I mean, car prices are crazy these days.
Pickup trucks are crazy.
Probably has a lot of LED lights under the hood.
Imagine. Probably strobe lights and they, you know, go do all kinds of patterns and stuff.
I can't remember what they call it. GBDs or something.
RGB. RGB LEDs. Red, green, blue.
That'll be red, green, blue.
Lift up the hood and it's just lit up.
Sparkling. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Let's go from muscle cars to a gigantic friggin' truck.
Okay.
Hitachi's electric mining behemoth is revolutionizing the industry one haul at a time. That's a stupid line.
Headline.
I know. Unlike electric cars that need to stop and plug in, this behemoth keeps on rolling thanks to a clever combination of overhead charging lines and regenerative braking. So as the truck moves along its route, it draws power directly from overhead lines, much like an electric train. Simultaneously, it regenerates from the braking system, and therefore it doesn't really need to stop and recharge. It can just keep going and going and going.
Okay, question. Okay. Overhead lines for trains are connected to it, right? They don't just beam down power to the trains. They're connected with some sort of thing. Do the trucks get connected?
No.
They can beam down power?
Yes.
You can just get
power? Well, you know, they're testing this also on the highways with electric vehicles. They can recharge if they go over certain sections of chargeable highways.
That's underneath.
Yes, underneath. And it's just like wireless charging.
There is wireless charging. You can put your phone down on something. So that's how. Sure. Oh my!
I'm skeptical about that.
Future is here.
I'm not quite sure if that could work. Do you think that would
for
work
what? For what?
Electric highways.
Yeah.
Oh sure. Well why not?
Apparently,
it's coming.
You didn't see that movie?
No.
What movie?
Any movie that depicts
the future.
The future.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All those.
All those
automatic movies.
Yeah.
How about this? Hot streak last week, which saw the four hottest days ever observed.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know.
So it's exceeded 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. That's huge. Remember, we used
it
to just like 0.7.
Right.
Or we don't want to go to
0.7.
Yeah. It's 2.7 degree increase.
Yeah. That's enormous.
We are there. We're there.
Yeah, we're there.
We're there now.
Yeah.
This darn lozenge.
No,
I'm trying to avoid the lozenge.
He keeps putting them in front of you.
Hey, we want to send our congratulations out to Eric. He was our big winner of the Noah's Ark Water Park tickets, and we will have more Wisconsin Dells attraction tickets throughout the rest of this week to give away. But once again, Eric is the big winner of Noah's Ark Water Park tickets. We will be in touch with you, Eric, after the show, okay? All right. Send those out to you via actual mail. Okay.
It's not related, except that it made me laugh so hard. It was a headline written by Monica Hess. I think this is probably the Washington Post. Her title is Masculinity's Check Engine Light is On. Let Tim Walz have a look.
Uh-oh.
Tim Walz, it's funny, isn't it? Tim Walz is running to be America's vice president, of course, but perhaps you've noticed that the internet has already cast him as America's dad.
Exactly.
Sure.
Tim Walz snuck a 20 in your back pocket because he's worried you don't have enough gas money to drive home.
Oh, man.
This is a popular meme. And said that Tim Walz would turn the lights on around the house for you.
Yes, when you get home.
Yeah.
Quote, Tim Walz beeps at you at a red light, motions for you to put your window down, and tells you that your right rear tire could use a little air. Or Tim Walz has enough 10-millimeter sockets for everyone in the neighborhood. Whatever that means. 10-millimeter sockets, that must be a socket wrench thing. Yeah, he's the neighborhood fix-it man.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Wow.
I think that's kind of cute.
Well, yeah. He does seem that way. He seems very friendly.
America's
dad. A guy you'd see, you know, just walking around the street or hanging out at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could go up and talk to him.
My sister has one of those in her neighborhood. He fixes everybody. He walks everybody's dogs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you talking about me?
Yes, that's you.
I'm the fix-it man right over here.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you really?
No kidding.
Well, I try.
And
I
your
try.
Two sons are mowing lawns for people in the neighborhood?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they ever come out of the basement. Every once in a while, we see them.
For food.
Hey, coming up, we've got some this, that, odds and ends, some leftovers.
Time?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Time flies, doesn't it? 7:49, high today near 80. We're coming back with this, that, and the other. Leftovers are next on the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
She ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
All right.
92.7 WMDX. It's the 200th episode of the John and Gordy Show. Yep. We're going to bring it in for a landing here.
What was I thinking?
Yep. Yeah. Thanks to all of our celebrity endorsers for their welcoming and greeting messages.
We had one left.
I think we may have somebody left. Sam, you might know.
Oddly, in the past, Nixon just happened to...
Zombie Nixon stopped
zombie
in
Nixon
to
stopped by.
Wish us
you have to
well.
Be a zombie.
Yeah. We've got one living one and one dead one. Which one do you want to hear?
Let's play them both. Why not? Can we do that?
Don Snorleone here. This is big, really big. I hate these guys, but listen to them every day. Kind of a guilty pleasure. I never made it to 200 episodes. Congratulations to these guys.
No, we beat you on that one.
Thanks, guy.
Yeah, we have larger crowds.
Never heard him talk that fast.
Yes, we do. And we have another one.
The King of Pop, but we know who the real kings are. Aww. Be proud, John and Gordy. Looking forward to the next 200.
There you go.
Michael Jackson.
Yep.
Didn't recognize his voice.
Bad choice. I don't need him listening.
Did we thought it Nixon? Was Michelle Obama.
Did we have Nixon already?
Yes.
We did.
Okay. I'm just in a daze over here.
Catherine, I had a limited number of voices to choose from.
I see. The free version. Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Leftovers. Can I just make a quick little...
Why, certainly.
Because I went out to my house. I've just bought a house, as we all know, on the east side. Mm-hmm. And it has a... composter of some sort. And I don't know if it's a is there another word for a compost or another thing that you can do that makes food waste disappear? Right. I don't know.
Gordy and I are not into that stuff.
Oh, okay. Composting is one way. Now there's
God, I wish we were, though.
I wish, yeah.
We'd have something to talk about
gardening,
when we're out
in
the
backyard. We should get into gardening
in our
old age.
Well, you don't have food waste. You have two sons, so nothing goes to waste in your house. I get it. But
right.
There are things called now solar digesters. Mm-hmm. They don't just produce compost. These biodigesters, typically little more than half-buried plastic cones with a small patch of dirt, inside a small patch of dirt, mm-hmm. harness microbial workhorses that the sun's heat to transform organic matter into its elemental. So it's a solar digester. Just a little better. And it really gets rid of it and gets, this is the part that's really important, 58% of all methane emissions gone.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, 60%, almost
that's
60%.
Great.
So the green cone, look for the green cone.
All right.
This is not an advertisement, but it is an advertisement, apparently. Solar digester.
So if your neighbor disappears?
You take it so dark. Good Lord. Don't use a solar digester for your murder victims. That's not what this is for.
It's cleanup time.
It's for food waste. Okay, I'm done. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
You know, I do want to bring this up. We were just talking about Tim Walz.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really on board with this guy.
You like him.
I really like him a lot. I like Pete Buttigieg and I like Tim Walz.
And you liked him before he was even a contender.
I did.
As the governor of Minnesota, he was doing things
just fantastic. Yeah. I was watching him while Wisconsin sat here in this enclosed amber that the Republicans have put us in.
Yes.
But I heard this cut on a Tom Elbo show. And I thought, gee, that's the best cut I ever heard. I think this sums up Tim completely. If we could just play cut 75, this
is Tim.
This is it. This is what he is all about.
Okay.
All right.
How are you going to build a water treatment plant at a town of 400 if you don't have a collective effort at it? So I have to tell you, they scream socialism. We just build roads and we build schools and we build prosperity into this. Their whole plan is to go backwards, to give tax cuts to the wealthy. And look, it was so surprising. You know, these super successful Donald Trump who inherited $400 million and then proceeded to fail at everything. Middle America, you earn it. But you know what? You're not on your own. Neighbors help neighbors. And I will, this one bothers me. I heard you talking about punching back at the bullies. Mm. They see people less fortunate as scapegoats and you know, punchlines for their jokes. We see them as neighbors. And I said it with my mom. My dad dies when my little brother's young. We're teenagers. We get Social Security survivor benefits. I'm all for pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. We didn't have any boots. Social Security was the boots, and we pulled ourselves up, and we paid that back. And I think J.D. Vance gets none of that. You know, it's the aw shucks, I'm from here or whatever. So my hillbilly cousins did not go to Yale, but I'll tell you what they did. They contributed to our community, and they're proud of it.
Isn't that just incredible?
That says it all.
Incredible.
He's amazing.
You know, he equated to like, you know, socialism, how they brand liberals with socialism. Mm. He calls it neighborliness.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. Talk about just putting it to words.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ooze over here. You guys go on to the next story.
No, but it says a lot. I mean, you do have to work, you know, alongside in your communities with Republicans, Democrats, Independents. Yeah. You know, you do have to get the roads built. You got to get the bridge figured out. All those things in the local municipalities.
And it takes everybody in the town
to
do this.
Everybody has to get into it.
You can't pay for this individually. Yeah. And that's why we have a government in the first place, is to put our taxpayer dollars in and we get it back by services. Not tax cuts to the wealthy, services.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
And that's why there's such a huge gap in income, because we've been servicing the wealthy and corporations for decades upon decades. Now let's start servicing the public with their own tax dollars.
Yeah. You know, democracy is not broken. It is capitalism that's run amok.
Exactly.
Now, my dad used to lament that. My dad used to lament at dinner, GE. He was a GE man for 35 years. And he would say, we don't make anything anymore. And that was General Electric man talking. We don't make anything. And then, of course, they got caught in the financial problems in 2008 because they had a financial wing that they didn't need.
They had a complete loan
department.
I mean, huge.
Right.
GE Financial.
Too big to fail. The movie Too Big to Fail depicts all of that. That we stopped making stuff.
It hurt a lot of workers because, you know, GE did a lot of different products.
Yes.
Product lines, medical equipment. Yeah.
Light bulbs.
Yep.
Refrigerators.
We started with the light bulb. Edison's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got into that. You know, as we bring the 200th episode of the John and Gordy Show to a close, I want to tell you guys something. You know,
what's something that's in my heart, I've been thinking
as we lived up to this episode, you know, how we could all, you know, kind of hold hands. You know,
waxing,
hold hands here in the studio.
Here it comes.
What do you got, Gordy?
All I want to say at this point is this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by, you all saw that coming now, didn't you?
You projected.
Yeah, it's Verlo Mattress of Madison. We love these folks. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. And congratulations to Eric. He was our big winner of the Noah's Ark tickets up at Wisconsin Dells. We'll have more Wisconsin Dells tickets to give away the rest of this week. Stephanie Miller is coming up next.
Well,
thanks
like
for joining us.
And Eric says, thanks for making my 10-year-old daughter very, very happy.
Oh, Eric, awesome, happy Eric. To do that. We'll get those tickets in the mail. Have a great day. We'll talk to you bright and early tomorrow morning. So long.
It's the John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll get you caught up on the weekend news and look ahead to the Tuesday primary day in Wisconsin. Be a voter. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.